The fog settled like scum on my shoulders. My gloves were slick with it. The dirt road had turned to mud, and my shoes stuck with every step. Pulling my hat low, I shivered as the fog leaked a freezing drizzle that pooled in the mud, and farther out, fell like nails into the black water. A screech shattered the night, and I almost jumped, but kept my nerves under tight control. Devil Reef lay a half mile offshore. I couldn't see it in the darkness, but I knew it was there. Craggy, the holes in the tunnels beneath the reef filled with bizarre beasts, its pointed rocks jutting, daggers, and dripping with the flesh of those who had been stupid enough to swim out there. The locals had warned me, "Do not go into the water. You're not of the right kind. Your race is ill-equipped." But someone lurked by the water tonight. From the shadows of an alley, I watched him, a tall figure, slender, with a long face beneath a gentleman's high hat. Professor Henry Fitzgerald, my prey. He slipped from a lopsided structure with a roof that sloped toward the sea. Another screech shrilled through the fog. Fitzgerald halted. His head jerked toward Devil Reef, then over his shoulder at the misshapen building, which twitched, shaking rain as a bird shakes its feathers to remove dander. Innsmouth, Devil Reef. Not much frightened me. Not much surprised me. I had thrown off the tales about this place as the nattering of idiots. But now, confronted with the eeriness, the sick air, the foul smells, a cross between rotting fish and garbage, I realized that I'd underestimated my sources. If anything, my men had toned down what they had told me, most likely out of fear that I would think them fools. A light shot up from the reef and illuminated the dense fog. Odd shapes fluttered, merged, splintered back apart, and formed even stranger shapes in colors I'd never seen. Glowing colors, greens and oranges, mixtures that made my stomach knot. The shapes had ridges, teeth, wide open mouths, leering eyes, and millions of tendrils.